The play's what I wrote by Shakespeare. My name's William Shakespeare, best poet in Britain. These are the plays what I've written. I've mainly tried to use this system in the order I wrote them down to list them, with rhymes to help you learn their monikers. One of the first was Titus Andronicus. That was full of wild and gory terrors. I nixed the comedy of the errors from a Plautus play about mixed-up twins. The audience liked it, so I begins a piece about lovers double-crossed, pessimistically named Love's Labour's Lost. A historical chronicle next I picks the first, second and third parts of Henry the VI. I use all the wickedest tales that I've heard to celebrate villainous Richard III. Then I have a hit with The Taming of the Shrew about men and women and the nonsense they do. Most people remember Two Gentlemen of Verona for Crab the dog and Launce's owner. My History of England rolls on and on with one of my least popular plays, King John. But I quickly recover with my biggest hit yet, ever-loving Romeo and Juliet. Time for more histories, my director reckoned, so I nippily scribbles down Richard II, but tops it with Henry IV, parts 1 and 2, which introduces Falstaff and his crazy crew. Then lovers and fairies from the magical theme of my favourite A Midsummer Night's Dream. A flashback tale, The Merry Wives of Windsor, brings good old Falstaff back again, sir. Then The Uncomfortable Merchant of Venice, with Christian justice versus Jewish menace. War, make it feel great to be alive, is my main message in Henry V. Next, comical sex war sets the groundlings buzzing. Beatrix and Benedict, much ado about nothing. Each new play is staged, they wouldn't dare spike it after my hit comedy, As You Like It. And I makes another romantic kill with Twelfth Night or What You Will. Then I tackle that famous geezer, London's favourite Roman Julius Caesar. For good luck, I wear a magical amulet. What's the score? Come on, you have to tell us now.
1-0 to England.
1-0 to England. Is that the final score?
1 minute to go.
1 minute to go. I better hurry up then.
I think you could go back a couple of plays.
I'll go back a couple of plays, yes. Fantastic. Will you, when it's finished, we'll just put your hand up. Okay. Rather than put your bloody radio on. No, thank you. He's done us all a favour. Okay. Come on, poetry is far more important. Especially Adrian's. Okay, each new play is staged. They wouldn't dare spike it. And my hit comedy, As You Like It. And I makes another romantic kill with Twelfth Night or What You Will. Then I tackle that famous geezer, London's favourite Roman, Julius Caesar. For good luck, I wear a magical amulet while I'm writing my masterpiece, Hamulet. Love will find a way in a nutshell. That's your all's well that ends well. Most of my lovers have ended up blesseder than the ill-fated Troilus and Cressida. There's ethical mayhem and illegal pleasure in the moral maze of my Measure for Measure. A human fiend Iago torments a fellow of symbol nobility called Othello. But the greatest of my lines you'll hear in the heart-shaking tragedy of King Lear. While insane ambition and sudden death rule the bleak Scotland of Macbeth. Honest Timon of Athens comes to the belief that every man was born a thief. Mad, passionate love, etc., are practised by Antony and Cleopatra. The people are two-faced as the god Janus, but they're denounced by Coriolanus. Less easy to understand than these is the rambling fairy tale of Pericles. And I'd just been given a vat of good wine before starting work on Cymbeline. True love may suffer but cannot fail is the mixed moral of The Winter's Tale. My last play of all can't be called great, a mixed-up pageant, Henry VIII, but I'll end up by naming one of my best, magical, lyrical, The Tempest. And if anyone asks who composed this ritual, it was done without shame by Adrian Mitchell. Who loves Shakespeare, best poet in Britain. And these are the plays what he has written.